News and information about living with sight loss.
Across England and beyond.
From InfoSound.
The last few years has seen a bit of a change to the benefit system, which can offer blind and partially sighted people both means-tested and non-means-tested benefit entitlements to help daily living with sight loss. The main change has been the gradual replacement of Disability Living Allowance, or DLA, with PIP, Personal Independence Payment, and that process is still ongoing for some vision-impaired people. And whatever one's situation, charities that advise on welfare rights like Action for Blind People and RNIB always encourage people to make fairly frequent checks that they are getting all the payments to which they are, after all, entitled. So, for a very brief guide about what people might want to be checking, we spoke to Claire Connolly from RNIB's Legal Rights Service. And Claire first told us about the main benefits that are in place for blind and partially sighted adults of working age, that is, age 16 to 64.
The benefit system, you know, is quite complex, but really depending on your circumstances and, of course, your age group, there are different disability benefits available to you. So if you're of working age, the first thing we would really suggest is to check that you've actually claimed a disability benefit. So the disability benefit available for 16 to 64-year-olds, so the working age category, is Personal Independence Payment. So this is also known as PIP. This benefit, it's not means tested, and it can be paid if you have any extra care or extra mobility needs as a result of your disability, and of course if you satisfy the assessment criteria. PIP has been introduced now across the UK, and the assessment process is the same no matter where you live. And before PIP was introduced, Disability Living Allowance was the main disability benefit prior to PIP. Now DLA, Disability Living Allowance, has been replaced by Personal Independence Payment for people of working age. So that's sort of the main point to highlight. So if you're already on Disability Living Allowance, so even if you have a lifetime or an indefinite award, you will be invited to make a claim for PIP at some stage in the future if you're in that working age group.
If one's circumstances change, are the things that one needs to tell someone about as far as PIP is concerned? In other words, is there a danger that somebody could be assessing you for PIP, thinking that you have particular needs and those needs might change?
Yes, exactly. So any time that you go through an assessment for PIP, your circumstances are assessed as they are at that time. So of course, if there is a change in your circumstances, maybe a deterioration, for example, then you will need to report that change to the department to make sure that they revisit your claim, perhaps reassess you to ensure that you're on the correct award. So once you're on this benefit, this disability benefit of PIP, it's important that you keep, you know, the Department of Work and Pensions informed of those changes, just to make sure that your awards and payments reflect what your circumstances are.
And therefore, obviously, what one needs in terms of support. How quickly can the Department for Work and Pensions respond to that? If you, for example, you might go for an eye appointment and realise that your eyesight has deteriorated further, your situation changes, you need more help, more things you need on a daily basis. Will DWP respond to that quite quickly?
Well, there's no sort of set time scale. What we would say is that, you know, the sooner that you report that change of circumstance, the better. And then the department are under an obligation to reassess your claim. Now, as I said, there is no set time scale. So I think usually they aim to maybe do that, or at least start the reassessment process within maybe 6 to 8 weeks, but it could be potentially longer than that. But the key to remember is that if you are successful in terms of having potentially an increased award, that would be backdated to the day that you informed them of your change of circumstances, or to when your circumstances did change. So in terms of the time scale for waiting for the DWP to reassess you, that is covered by the fact that any award would be backdated to when your circumstances did change.
And just staying with those who are of working age, and that presumably is up to 64, what other benefits should one be thinking of?
The PIP that we've mentioned there is the non-means-tested benefit, but you can also claim means-tested benefits, and there's several different types of means-tested benefits. So, for example, if you're unable to work due to your disability, you may be able to claim Employment and Support Allowance. So that's a benefit that would support people who cannot potentially work at all or may support people who cannot work temporarily but maybe can sort of engage with the labour market in some way. And then there's also a new benefit called Universal Credit, which is being rolled out across the UK. So really, depending on where you live, you may be able to claim potentially Employment and Support Alliance or Universal Credit. And then also, of course, there is Job Seekers Alliance for those who maybe aren't limited or restricted because of their disability and could seek work as well.
And at RNIB, do you provide information that people can refer to? Those other benefits, you say you've got to find out whether or not you might be entitled to those means-tested benefits if you are of working age. Presumably, you can give guidance on that.
Yes, so the assessment and the criteria for these benefits are all different. So what we would recommend is that you have a benefits check. Now, having a benefits check will give you a list of the benefits that you could get. It can also give you an idea of how much you may be entitled to and also advice on eligibility and how to make a claim. Now, the RNIB do offer a benefits check service, and we also have a benefits calculator available on our website. But to access the benefits check service, where you would speak to one of our advisors, you can call the RNIB helpline and they can help you to take it further and put you in touch with our advisors who can go through the benefits check with you and give you further advice and support on eligibility and how to make a claim.
And Claire, just moving away from those of working age to those who've retired, and let's just define that again, that's 65 or over, are there particular benefits that perhaps, again, one ought to think, am I getting what I should be getting? Maybe because, again, circumstances have changed.
Yes, exactly. So if you're age 65 or over and your disability means that you may need help maybe with your personal care, for example, then what we would suggest, again, is that you do check that you have claimed a disability benefit. So if you're in this age bracket, 65 or over, the disability benefit that you would be entitled to could be attendance allowance. Now, attendance allowance is available to those who are not already getting DLA or PIP before they turn 65. And I suppose the key thing to note here is that if you have already turned 65 and you were previously getting DLA or PIP, then you can remain on those benefits. You will not have to claim attendance allowance. But if you are over 65 and have never, for example, claimed a disability benefit, then we would definitely suggest that you consider making that claim for attendance allowance or, you know, contact our helpline to seek further advice and support on your eligibility and how to make that claim.
As we heard, you can apply for an RNIB benefits check if you'd like to make sure that you're claiming everything to which you're entitled, and RNIB produces fact sheets on all the various benefits, and these are available in the accessible format of your choice. And to apply for a benefits check or to request information about these benefits, you can phone RNIB's National Helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
Information about living with sight loss from InfoSound.